were just listening to X-Ray Eyes by LCD Sound System. And before that, we had October by Greek, Guardrails by the Crystal Casino Band, and Rat King by Goblin. And then the next two songs are going to be Godzilla Rises by Being Dead and Look Who's Back by The Nude Party. And then after that, we'll get started on our Riot Girl set. So enjoy.
Whose spines have handles for to hold you?
Whose heart would butterfly
to the moon?
Made love to in
my bedroom. La 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 la. Just when you thought you knew something.
Look who's back again. Look who's
That was Look Who's Back by The Nude Party. Before that, you heard Godzilla Rises by Being Dead. And now we're going to get started on my actual theme for today's set, which is Riot Girl music. So I thought I'd play some bands that were popular during the Riot Girl movement and some current bands that are inspired by Riot Girl and feminist punk. So if you don't know what Riot Girl is, I thought I would give you a quick little summary because I feel like it's good to have some context for the theme of today's show. Anyways, Riot Girl was a feminist punk movement from the 90s, and it was a response to the lack of representation and gender inequality in the music scene. So Kathleen Hanna was one of the main women who started Riot Girl and is most known for being the lead singer in both La Tigra and Bikini Kill. So I decided to start off our Riot Girl music today with her song Statement of Vindiction by Bikini Kill. And after that, you'll hear You Hear Yes by Destroy Boys, amazing group, love them so much, and Code Escovado by Jucifer and Dirty Water. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
That was Dirty Water by Throwing Muses. Before that, you heard Code Escovado by Juicifer, and then You Hear Yes by Destroy Boys, and Statement of Vindiction by Bikini Kill. So our next song is going to be Plump by Hole. And I do have a Hole song on here, but I feel like I should point out that Courtney Love didn't really associate herself with Riot Girl. She actually criticized the movement for its surface-level nagging at authority. But I chose to include this song because, for me, I think that Hole embodies the spirit of Riot Girl, in that they never really held back with speaking their minds, and they have always rejected traditional femininity in their music and press. Hole shares Riot Girl's frustration with the mainstream conformity, so I chose to add this song, Plump, to my set. And then after that, we're going to have Love Song by Jack Off Jill, and then Pigs by Emil and the Snifflers. I love them so much. Their lead singer, Amy, is incredible. I think that she just embodies punk in everything that she does. You should definitely check them out. And after that song, we'll hear Dogs in a Cage by Angelfish. Enjoy.
I'm over there.
was Dogs in a Cage by Angelfish. Next, we're going... Before that, we had Pigs by Emil and the Snifflers, Love Song by Jack Off Jill, which my mom just told me is actually a cover of The Cure song, Love Song. And before that, we had Plump by Hole. So then we're going to get into my last couple songs for the day. If you were listening today, thank you so much for tuning in. This is my first show, so it means a lot to me. Next, we're going to hear Say What You Mean by The Luna Chicks, Looking Right Into the Sun by Hello Mary, Dusted by Belly, and Dress by PJ Harvey.
Say what?
This has been DJ Flock, and this is my show Interlude. Have a great day.
To WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
People everywhere yearn for the freedom to think critically and independently and to make decisions in their own interests and in the interests of their communities. The spread of fake news, fabricated clickbait, and propaganda make it harder than ever to know who to trust. Fake media outlets, hackers, and trolls strive for the spread of misinformation across all platforms. And fake media.
Drunk driving is dumb driving. You or your parents bought that classy car you're driving, and it was not cheap. Make sure when you go out partying, you have a designated driver to get you home safely to that car you're so crazy about. Don't be a dumb driver. This was a message from an older and wiser version of you. And your cat.
Hey.
Good afternoon. You are now listening to WRUV-FM Burlington. This is the show, Dissection Theater. I'm back after a 2-week absence, but I'm feeling much better, so that helps. But before I go any further, it's time for the news and the weather. So the news courtesy of a BBC.com website. I'd like to quote an article entitled TikTok Stops Working as US Ban Comes into Force. It was published 5 hours ago on the BBC website, and I don't know how to say their name, but it was published by one of our correspondents. And I'd like to quote that article. This is a pretty significant news item, and I'd like to just summarize it. A new U.S. law banning TikTok has come into effect hours after the popular app stopped working across the country. On Saturday, a message appeared on TikTok for U.S. appearing on TikTok for U.S. users said that a law banning TikTok had been enacted, meaning you can't use TikTok for now, unquote. The video sharing app was banned over concerns about its links to the Chinese government. It was given until the 19th of January, which is today, to be sold to an approved U.S. buyer to avert the ban. President Joe Biden has said that he would leave the issue to his successor, Donald Trump. President-elect said he will most likely give TikTok a 90-day reprieve from a ban once he takes office tomorrow, which is the 20th. And he's talking about a 90-day extension, likely. YouTube reported that the app had also been removed from Apple, Google's U.S. app stores, and TikTok.com was not showing videos in numbered terms of a ban. I'd like to quote, "We are fortunate that President Trump has indicated that we will work with on the solution to reinstate TikTok once he takes office," unquote, a message displayed by the app read. It is the first time the U.S. has banned a major social media platform. This past Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the law, which was passed in April of last year, banning the app in the U.S. and that its China-based parent company ByteDance sold the platform by today, which it has not done. TikTok has argued that the law violates free speech protection for its 170 million users in the country. In the hours leading up to the social media platform going offline, content creators have been posting videos to say goodbye to their followers, and TikTok users met with a message earlier yesterday said that the law will force us to make our services temporary and unavailable. We're working to restore our service in the U.S. as soon as possible, unquote. So they're just talking about that, and it's pretty significant, and of course I have my own opinion on it, but I cannot share it, but it's very, very significant. It will alienate a lot of younger users. And so, that's your news item for today. It's pretty disgusting. And now it's time for the weather, courtesy of a National Weather Service website. It's forecast to be cloudy with 123 today. Tonight, snow likely with a low around 5. Tomorrow, which is also Martin Luther King Day, mostly cloudy with 112. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a low around negative 10, and Tuesday partly sunny with 115. So that's your news and weather. So for today's show, I got some pretty cool tracks coming up for you. I'm gonna start off the top of the hour with a track that I feel fits the current mindset. Some of these songs may be darker than this, but they reflect my anger at the current situation in the world. So that's why I chose to put together this playlist. So I shout out for tapping out with the track Fearless from Pink Floyd.
Climb, as I rise above the tree line and the clouds, I look down, hear the sound of the things you said today.
Okay, I guess you know these songs. Let's fucking go! Let's go! Yeah!
Thank you.
Good afternoon. You are now listening to WIVFM Burlington. This is the show Dissection Theater. Now, the track you just heard was a cover of Dark World Escape by the Shack from a band, Reverend Bizarre. Prior to that, you heard a National Acrobat from Black Sabbath. And then you heard a live medley of Black Sabbath tracks from a band, Candlemass. And then you heard a track, Fearless, from Pink Floyd, which was the first track of this hour. And up next is the next track for this hour, which is Come and Get Me, Sucker, David Koresh, from the band Church of Misery.
Would you use a gun if somebody came in here?
They come in here with a gun, and they start shooting at us. What would you do? Tell me. Be realistic. This is America. This is not Australia. This is not Europe. This is not where a country overthrows a bunch of people, takes away their weapons so that the people cannot argue any issues. Did King David have swords? Did Jesus tell the apostles to carry a sword with you? Yes.